Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The switch is on.
To Star 94.1. The Jeff and Jen Show.
I know two people were watching The Bachelorette last night. Our chief engineer, Scott Trask, is one of them. We'll talk to him in a second.
He's going to give us his recap of the episode.
I know another one was Jen Hobby, who posted a very philosophical tweet trying to understand why people watch The Bachelor. You're trying to get all therapist on him.
I was just trying to get into the mindset of why do I keep watching this crap?
And so Scott's trying to figure out why he keeps watching this crap.
That's the question.
And Jen, what's your philosophy?
So here's my philosophy as I got dumber last night while watching the show. But it's still my guilty pleasure and I still want to come back and watch it. Because here's what I think. If you try to get into the mindset of all of us ladies who are addicted to The Bachelor, Bachelorette, is you try to be able to detect if we can see the spark and predict which one she's going to be with.
You're not looking for a spark. No. You're waiting for a train wreck.
Exactly.
Thank you. You're watching to prove.
Let me finish.
You're going down 75. You see the fire engines on the other side. You're hoping you see a dead body. Yes. That's what they're watching for.
Hey, hang on a second, Kanye West and friend. Okay, you got to let me finish. All right, so here's my theory is that women watching it, we're going, okay, if we can see the spark, if we can see that real chemistry, if we can recognize it in JoJo and one of these guys and predict exactly which one it's going to be that she chooses, then that means we can recognize it in our own lives and what we have is real or maybe even better than what she's finding. That's my philosophical, therapeutic, get into the mindset of the viewers thing. Anyway. Believe it or not, I need more women in this room. Can another woman?
None
grab
of the women
agree.
Anybody agree with her?
Yes. See,
no,
they're all nodding. Yes.
Not.
They're just quiet because they're interns.
Whatever.
I'm an assistant producer. They're afraid of you. But I'm not.
All right. Scott and I are on the same page. We're watching for the. It's like when you see smoke in the distance and you drive out of your way on the way home to see if you can see the house on fire.
I want to see the house on fire. I want to see a head rolling down 75. That's what this is all about.
All right, well, Scott, that part's a little intense.
That's a little intense.
the body parts on the highway. What'd you think of last night's episode?
I think I proved my point with Chad.
Last week.
He's a tool.
Yeah. Last week you told us.
We'll talk about him in a little bit.
Okay.
Just a related story, just saying. At the beginning, he's out there with a suitcase around you. I went to Paris one time in 1983.
Yeah.
Three of us. And we go from Germany to Paris, and this is like a military tour, so they stop at like five or six military bases, pick up six or ten of us, and they're going to drive. You got 72 hours in Paris. I got one guy with me.
Okay.
We need to find a gym.
Oh, go work out.
Dude, we're in Paris.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about a gym.
Yeah.
So then he talks my other guy into, they're going to lift each other to do their workout in the hotel room. At which point I went, guys, this is what I'm doing. You want to meet me? I'm out of here.
Right. I'll be in some cafe drinking wine, whistling at Parisian women.
Yeah.
That's a perfect description of what this Chad guy is like, though, because he's like Mr. Buff Workout, talking about protein shakes.
Yeah, we'll talk about him a little bit. But, you know, what got me, though, last night, like, they pulled the limo up for the first event.
Yeah.
And they got the thing, that car is set on fire purposely. I get it. Not one. To include the firefighter bothers running up to see if anybody's inside.
That is true. I thought that was weird, too. They're all standing there.
Again, we go back to the train wreck. Oh, look, the car's on fire. Let's watch.
What is this? What happened in the episode?
So they pull up the limo, yeah, and it's on fire, and it's about to introduce a group date where they're all going to go act like firefighters and go to the fire training and fire school.
So even the firefighters, like, I bet
it's
fine.
Even the firefighter in the group, they're all sitting back staring at it, and it seems like watching your natural
inside.
Yeah, your natural inclination.
JoJo's not in there, is she?
Why aren't they doing anything?
Yeah.
It must have been so staged that they knew what was going to happen, so they all knew they were supposed to stand there.
Well, that can't be the case. It's reality television. Can't be staged.
Well, right.
It's reality TV.
But anyway, it was, I agree with Scott. It was a weird thing to watch. You're like, why isn't anybody jumping in there?
How did our radio DJ friend do?
Well, if you talk about him, you got to give him some credit. Because on the group test of the firefighters, he kind of had some problems, but actually it kind of worked out for him.
It did.
It really worked out.
We do have some of Radio DJ Wells. He almost fainted during this group date.
So I look over, and Wells is struggling. This guy is not cut out for chopping wood wearing 80 pounds a gear.
Yeah, that's why he's a radio DJ. You give him any radio DJ a pile of wood and tell him to chop it, he's going to suffer.
So I look over, and Wells is struggling. This guy is not cut out for chopping wood wearing 80 pounds a gear.
We might need to look at him. He's very pale, and he's kind of falling off. Let's have a medic take a look at him.
Wells is struggling right now.
Take everything off. Let's get all the gear off.
I'm worried about him. He's looking a little lightheaded. I'm going to sit with him. Just relax.
This is all just a ploy to have you talk to me.
It's working.
Is it working?
It is. You're doing great.
We all felt bad for him until he started having a little more one-on-one time with JoJo.
Oh. He's trying to get some CPR.
Yeah, JoJo.
This is the most time I've spent with you.
Scott, does that sound like any other radio DJ you might know? Like somebody who can manipulate a situation to find the easy way out?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well done, Wells.
The list is too long to go down.
Okay.
But, you know, he did get the one-on-one time. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're playing the game.
He got the sympathy card.
He gets
perfect.
The sympathy card.
But, like, it's not winning any macho cards.
No, not winning any macho cards, whatever. But, you know, I mean, he could barely pick up the axe. He could barely run with the stuff on, you know, so.
But he got the one-on-one time with JoJo, and that's what counts.
So we'll give him some kudos there.
And who got in a fight? Because that's the next audio that I have is a fight. Is that an actual fist fight?
Not really a fist fight, but all the guys are starting to get tired of Chad and his antics. Like, he's lifting of himself and talking about eating nothing but protein. He's always eating food and things like that. And then finally, Alex, the former Marine, stepped up and had some
fun.
Hey,
Chad. What's up? You're just doing all types of snaking. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably making, like, move 10. She's probably getting creeped out. She's probably getting creeped out.
You then, man.
I don't care.
I gave her time, man.
But I know you just cut off, what is it, Evan?
Right.
Let guys do what they need to do.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're it's like getting weird that you just are hanging around, lurking around the corner. Just go drink a beer or do whatever you gotta do.
Yo. You for real.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Hey, cool, bro. Cool.
Cool, bro.
Just don't go over there.
So what's he doing? He's, like, creeping around when they're on, like, other dates, and he's, like lurking.
For instance, if you're spending time with JoJo,
yeah,
let's say you got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He's coming in and cutting in at 3.
Got it.
So you're losing those 2 minutes.
Got it. And Alex is the defender of all the other men.
Then he does, right before the Rose presentation, is sitting outside waiting for JoJo. So, of course, that's got all the guys freaking out.
Because so he can be the first one that she sees and talks to.
Bingo.
Scott, do you realize you're having this conversation right now?
Yeah.
Now, it and is then something.
Then I'm going out to the transmitters and drink very heavily.
Now, each season there usually is a villain. And I think that Chad is coming forward
as the villain. Because, you know, in the second group date, they got 5 guys. They go to ESPN.
Yeah.
And they're with Max Kellerman and, what's his name, Marcellus Wiley.
Okay.
And they're going to do this thing. And, of course, you know, they're talking about what you're going to do, how you're going to propose to JoJo. And they put him through a couple tests. And then he comes up with the one good word.
Last season, she didn't get the proposal. This is her big proposal.
This is
what
her
do you
moment.
Got?
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Done. That was easy.
You made it there, but a simple would you marry me?
What were all the things that you love about me?
I feel like in that moment you should already know that.
No, I'm a words of affirmation.
Sass not a giver.
I need you to tell
Sass
me.
Sass not a giver.
You need me to tell you all the things I love about
you? They're having a fight right away.
Oh, man.
Starting off a little naggy here.
Naggy?
Naggy.
She wants a man. She doesn't want somebody who's going to play dress up and kiss her. You know, they're all busy sucking up and then trying to make me seem like I'm the.
Now we got to bring up the big issue of the day that's come out of all of this. Can you marry someone who nags you?
I don't know. I mean,
what was that?
Yeah, you didn't seem very happy about it. But if you're going to ask me to tell you all the things I love about you, like, I don't know yet. I mean, these guys can all tell you all the different things that they love about you and they've studied about you on TV or whatever, but y'all don't know her yet. You can't be in love with her.
Please tell me that he did not get a rose.
Oh, of course he got a rose, but he was also the last one to get the rose.
So he is going
to
be
on to him for drama.
He's going to be the enemy or the villain or whatever.
You know the formula for this show. They got to have the villain hang around for quite a while. So Chad's going to be there. We're going to be talking about
Chad's
Chad every week.
Be there till the very end.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, and
because he is the villain, and you can already see it. You know,
and he's got the mojo. She sort of respected him for being honest.
Wait a minute. Come on.
Don't you think?
Wait a minute. We got four women right here. Your date calls you naggy. How many give him a second date? Show of hands. Oh,
none.
Surprise. None.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.